The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Indeed, we are live and have a really interesting program for you today. One that, gives us a whole lot of attention when it happens. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about something that is very prevalent in our society, and as time goes on with all the stresses and strains of the world, even some of us who never had one ends up having one. What are we talking about? We're talking about headaches, you know, that compression, that pressure that you have in your head, the back of your head, the one that feels like your head's going to explode and you're able to lose control, and you're looking for that bottle of whatever it is that you're taking to calm it down, and it just never settles into the right place. However, we're going to walk through the weeds on this, and this is going to be the topic of our program this coming Wednesday evening at the Rozell Center for Healing in Fairfax. Headaches, migraines, and all the distinguishing factors, but more importantly, what you can do about them. And I always have fun with our guest today because he looks at it from a very different platform, actually multidimensional platform. And so without further ado, Dr. Zhang, welcome to the program again.
Hello, Dr. Rozell. Good morning, everyone in front of the radio. So this is Dr. Zhang. So I hope everybody has no headache. Yeah.
So we're going to talk about headaches and obviously headaches are something that can be devastating. And I'm going to tell a quick story and how I got into the field that I'm in chiropractic. Mm. If it wasn't for a headache, not mine, but my wife's, and I didn't say my wife given me a headache, but the problem that Sue had with migraine headaches from the time she was a little girl. And when she was very young, she would have these headaches that never just showed up on a regular basis. As we got older, into our college years where I met her, she was having a headache once or twice a week that was so devastating that she would lose a day or two either from the headache or the medication she was taking. And these migraines that she had were really something that were awful, as many people who suffer from migraine headaches know that they are. But nevertheless, the end of the story was I do what I do today because medically no one was able to help her except for a chiropractor in Elgin, Illinois, by the name of Dr. John Kellenberger. And he was the one that turned it around and corrected the problem. And it's a whole different story that we may get into at some other point. However, having said that, Dr. Zhang, this is something that we see very regularly. It affects about 75% of the adult population worldwide. And that's a tremendous number of people. And so subsequently, people are reaching for every kind of narcotic and pain control medication they can possibly find. So let's go through it. And, we both see these things on an ongoing basis. What type of headaches are we talking about? There are many different types, aren't there? We're not just talking about, my head hurts, but we have to distinguish which ones are which.
Right. So headache can be triggered by physical stress, emotional stress, and toxic certain food, preservatives, alcohol, hormone changes. A lot of different reasons can cause headache. So, but however, the treatment, the protocol is totally different because the reason is different. So we'll definitely talk about most common headaches. So actually, in all the headaches, the teaching headache is the most common one right now. Especially right now, the COVID going on, a lot's going on here, and teaching headache getting more and more. So the teaching headache sufferers report from dull, steady pain on one or both sides of the head, and also and often the feeling just like a vice-like the tightness. So typically, this kind of headache began with a physical or mental stress that caused contractions to the muscle in the neck, in the back, or the head. So we talk about, we are chiropractor. I'm also acupuncturist. You too. You also get acupuncturist too. We see different things. when your muscle get tight, when your muscle get tight, you only see superficial, but inside nerve innervate the muscle. So every single nerve from the spine goes to everywhere, innervate everything. So in your muscle, it's muscle tightness. That means the nerve flow is pained. Nerve flow is blocked there already. So that's why the tightness muscle can cause the pain.
So we're talking about nerves that can come from any place, but very commonly they come from the neck. And when the neck has been injured in some way, either posturally or an old accident that happened years ago, or the way people sleep, or even if they're chewing gum on a regular basis, and the TMJ, the temporomandibular joint, the jaw muscle, or the jaw joint is not positioned properly, it's going to cause the nerves that come off the neck that go to the muscles of the head to misfire. And that misfiring is what causes the problem. Is that correct?
That's totally correct. That's why a lot of people take some pain relievers or painkillers. They only relieve the pain for a while, for a few hours of temporary. But however, if you cannot get a nerve flow going, there's still a pain there. The root is still there. So that's why we had to find the root, to find the cause instead of treat the symptoms. So the tension headache is why we had one of the different reasons. And also a lot of headache on the side. For example, if a headache on the side, and it can reach your gallbladder channel problem too.
So our listeners understand what you're talking about. Now, Dr. Zhang, you're talking about that if the gallbladder is not working, or even the liver, right? Because that can affect the same thing. But the reason for that, and what I want our audience to understand, is that in acupuncture, the channels are named after different organ systems, and they travel from one part of the body to the other. And if these organ systems get congested, or if they get deficient, meaning there's not enough energy going through them, or there's too much energy going through them, then if you trace the channel, if you will, the pain pattern can show up there. And what Dr. Zhang is talking about, the acupuncture channel for the gallbladder ends on the head. And so when there's, we're talking about stagnation or even too much energy, and that can cause the symptom of pain, correct?
Correct. Yes. So a lot of people will say, so how most of the common question when I do acupuncture, they actually ask me, so why gallbladder goes to the head? Gallbladder is in the body. And then gallbladder channel, what is a channel? Channel means 4,000 years ago, the old Chinese people, they were observing. So they found out the why people are alive, why people, have no disease, how or have disease, because every organ has every organ's energy or circulation in a specific pathway. So which is called meridian right now. So if the meridian, the energy blocked in a specific area, the pathway, then you get the problems. So that means every different organs, energy flow, which is meridian, they can pass the whole body. They can pass the half part of our body. So the gallbladder channel from gallbladder there, that goes all the way up to the head, all the way down. So this is why, we can tell, Dr. Zhang said, we can tell, we see you. We can tell, not only because headache, because of your organ, your internal organ problem too.
Interesting situation. When we're talking about gallbladder, so we're talking a little bit about digestive function problems. And so that can give us a headache. Let's take that, because the gallbladder ends on the head and it goes into the shoulders and so forth, and it can cause those muscles to contract. Let's follow that thought process a little bit and take it into the area of a migraine. A migraine, truly by definition, is a blood supply headache, but it's not just getting enough blood. It also, the blood vessels can be inflamed. They can be swollen. They can be irritated, or all of a sudden there's a rush of blood to the brain, and that causes the pressure, and that causes the headache to show up.
Yes.
What we're talking about in gallbladder, liver, they're paired together. Everybody's heard the term yin and yang, positive and negative. They balance each other. They're partners, if you will. And so if the liver is toxic, or if the liver can't get rid of things, it's going to back up. And we often see that as a headache, a migraine. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. The toxin. The toxin, you know, from Western medicine, you cannot release the toxin from the body and then cause a headache. The toxin goes to bloodstream, even though the brain has a blood barrier, but the some toxins still can go there to cause inflammation. So, yes. You know, and also we talk about, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But no, I didn't mean to interrupt you. The, you know, migraine headaches are some of the most devastating headaches because they can, you know, put somebody down for a day or two. And
yeah,
even
actually,
medication, it doesn't seem to correct it.
Yeah, actually migraine is brain disorder. It's not only headache, actually. So that's just like you said. Migraine is almost probably 95 or 99% of people, the migraines, they will not have only one time. Migraine is recurring. It's kept over and over again. So that's why migraine is not only a headache, but it's also brain disorder. So the brain becomes very hypersensitive and overly responds to some stimulation.
And that's an important piece for people to understand is that it affects the brain. It's the blood supply, the circulatory pattern that affects the brain. And there's another piece, by the way, that is very interesting. There's two arteries. There's two blood supply channels that go through the bones of the neck. They're called the vertebral arteries, the vertebrae of the neck. That's what they're named after. And they come together at the base of the skull behind the head, and they form a little artery called the basilar artery, the base of. And if the muscles of the spine, of the neck and the vertebrae are out of position, often it will allow that blood supply to be dampened. It will slow it down. Now, the patient on the weekend relaxes. They're not in work. They're not pushing. Mm-hmm. And suddenly when they relax, now that blood supply opens up and rushes to the brain, but the vessels of the brain at this point can't take all that blood supply, and they end up with a very serious migraine-like headache with the nausea, with the vomiting, with the all those things as well.
You know, that's very interesting. Since I talk about this, I did have a patient a few weeks ago. So you come here with headaches, you refer about another patient. It's like, I have a headache, I have vomiting, just like you said, a vomiting, dizzy. I said, what happened? Do you have a car accident or any injury? I said, I don't have any injury. I checked the patient from inside out to part through the pulse, to the physical examination, and I asked him more history. I said, what kind of exercise you do? Do you do any, you know, very heavy exercise, high intensity exercise? The patient said, no, I said, very gentle. I said, what a gentle means? Just like I do yoga every day. I said, okay, what do you do in yoga? I asked him more questions. He said, I do head go up, go down, left side, right side. Listen, and next is rotate. I said, you know what? That's the reason cause a problem. So why? Because my instructor told me you had to rotate your head, do yoga. You know, right now, I'm just not clear. I'm not against yoga. So the problem is some people, you cannot do certain exercise.
That's right.
So yoga is for general people, but not for specific people who has a problem.
We're going to get back and follow that through. My guest today, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, an amazing practitioner. We're talking about migraine headaches and cluster headaches and contraction headaches, and we're going to tell you what to do about them as well. Don't go away. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are, and bringing you a very interesting program, one that unfortunately affects way too many people. We're talking about 75% of the adult population. What are we talking about? We're talking about headaches and all kinds of different presentations, from contraction headaches, which have to do with structural alignment and irritation. We're talking about vascular headaches, which are called migraines. We're talking about cluster patterns and so forth. And none other than Dr. Qinglong Zhang, who will be your presenter this Wednesday evening, the 20th, at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. Join us. We'd love to have you there as our guest. All you have to do to register for the program on headaches is call the office, 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117, or simply go online at RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. RozelleCare.com, and register. You just scroll down. You'll see the banner for the program. Click it, register, we'll confirm for you. And we'd love to have you as our guest this coming week. And if you'd like to talk to us today, if you're on certain medications, if you want to find out if there's a possibility of getting it off, all you got to do is call us at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625, and we'll take your calls as well. Dr. Zhang, you were in the process of telling us the story.
Yes. So sorry, after the patient, okay, this is the reason, cause the headache, cause all the symptoms you have, because you rotated your head. And she says, so surprised. She said, what is this? My instructor is a very good instructor. I said, I didn't see your instructor is bad, but you just do it customized because everybody has an orbital condition. That's why I like the personal trainer. I like, you know, having customized for you, personalized for you yourself. You know, it's different about everybody is different. So because when I was in China, I was a doctor there in China. So I do the similar things. So I don't remember how many people pass out outside of my office because when they're waiting for me there, you know, they do the rotation, they do this and pass out because they block the artery.
So they're sitting there, they're rotating their head and that artery we're talking about, that vertebral artery.
They pass out.
They compress it and they pass out.
Yes. And then the nurse, okay, Dr. John, another one passed out there. Oh God, because, you know, I'm very, you know, very specific for neck adjustment, you know, that time for my the Chinese mentor. So a lot of people come to see me at all over the place. Then because they are very bad situation already, they were told, okay, just neck exercise, rotate. No, this is the wrong one. This we'll talk about the vascular. So vascular is very, very important. So if you come back to see me, I will definitely tell you what's the right thing you should do, you're supposed to do.
No, blood supply is critical, and most people don't understand that. And I mean, most people in the traditional medical communities, they don't realize how that blood supply is altered because of muscle contraction, position of the neck and head, injury that takes place. It affects it dramatically, and that's where people get into these migraine type of presentations that never seem to want to go away. You know, they can be prevented. And there's people who, you know, we'll take it another step. People who sleep on their stomach on an ongoing basis is probably the worst thing that you can do. You're on your stomach. Your head is turned to one side. You're causing the muscles to tighten, but you're also altering the blood supply to the brain. Not a good position. I tell patients, if you're going to sleep on your stomach, you got to have a hole in the bed where you can put your head straight down. You know, almost like a treatment table, right? You got to be straight down and then have little cushions to be able to support your legs and your belly and so forth. But if you're lying on your stomach with your head turned one way or the other, and that's the way you spend the rest of your day or your night, if you will, you have a problem and you're going to cause a blood supply problem and a contraction of those vessels leading to migraines and leading to other types of headaches.
Yes, just like I told all my patients, actually mental patient, you know, report of fighting. I said the blood is just gas in the car. Think about that. If you don't have enough gas, how can you go further? Same thing with the people too. It's just gas in the car. Hemoglobin in the blood is very simple, very, very basic. Hemoglobin in the blood carry oxygen, go to mitochondria and produce ATP and energy. So if you don't have gas in the car, how can you, you know, survive? How can you motivate yourself to do something else, right? So we talk about the vascular, you know, the headache. Then we talk about the inflammation that cause headache too, inflammation.
So inflammatory reactions seem to be consistent with so many things, but here we're talking about brain inflammation, we're talking about blood vessel inflammation and tissue, correct? And it can happen from a lot of different things.
Yes, that's what I talk about. When we talk about inflammation, and now very popular, very fancy, or is about alkaline acidic in the diet, alkaline acidic balance. So the shift in the alkaline.
We're gonna pick this up on after the break. We're coming up to the middle of the program. If you have a question, give us a call, 888-630-9625. My guest, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. We're talking about headaches of all types. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, you are. And we have a great program for you today, one that affects 75% of the adult population, and which is the topic of our in-house continuing education program this Wednesday, October the 20th, at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax at 7 p.m. Call us, register for the class, and we'll be delighted to have you as our guests. We're located just off the National Capital Beltway, approximately a half a mile. Just about that, you'll get off and you're going to head west a little bit. You're going to come to the corner of Prosperity and Route 50. You're going to turn right and we're there. We're basically a half a block away. So please join us. Very simple, very straight up. And we want to allow you to be comfortable when you come to the office. We have a huge HEPA filter that is in our reception area that kills 99%+ of all viral patterns. Very quickly, we have HEPA filters plugged in. We're scrubbing down. We're going to make sure that you're comfortable. Please join us. Dr. Zhang, who is my guest today, is going to be your presenter. And we're talking about migraines and we're talking about cluster headaches. We're talking about muscle contraction headaches, inflammatory reactions and so forth. And you can give us a call right now, right here at the studio at 888-630-9625. Dr. Zhang, welcome back.
Yes. Thank you.
Let's explore this a little further. Let's talk about headaches as they relate to
inflammation.
Yes. You took the words right out of my mouth. Good for you.
Thank you. You're my mentor. So yeah, we talk about inflammation. So that's very fancy, popular words, alkaline, acidic. You know, a lot of people know alkaline is good for the body, but they don't know why. So actually, the, you know, accumulation or acidic, you know, remnants of inflammatory, you know, the messengers can build up on the poor diet, the dehydration or improper breathing. So that's what our breathing. If you don't breathe very well, and then body can change acidic environment too, for example. So I have a patient a few days ago come here, you know, short of breath, you know, the pH level, we test every single patient, new patient, the pH level. We test the body pH level, every single patient. So because we want to see the body from different angles. So the patient pH level is 5.0. It's kind of low. And the patient told me, so everything I take is very organic. I only took alkaline water in my house. And whenever I go, I bring the water with me. I said, why? I still have this problem. So this patient, I asked history, to blah, 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 blah. I said, okay. The patient is very, very careful. Her mask is very special mask, just like, you know, anti-toxic mask, this kind of stuff, you know, just like, you know, two bombs on the front.
With all the filters on the front.
Filters, oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. So I said, how often you wear a mask? I said, why are you wearing a mask? I said, okay, I wear a mask, you know, as long as I'm out. I said, wait a minute, do you walk outside?
Wearing a mask outside, nobody around. Yeah. And basically you're talking about an N95 filter or even much more significant because it's got the vents on it. That's craziness.
Yeah, I said, oh my God, that's why you don't feel well. That's why short of breath. That's why you have so much CO2 in your body because it's acidic too. So we talk a lot, the patient have a little bit, you know, we talk a lot. Then, you know, the patient finally, no, it's a problem. That's okay. I understand public, whatever, I understand, but in their part, nobody around you, please drop your mask down. And this will talk about inflammation. So improper breathing, and it can cause inflammation problem too.
Just clarification of what you said earlier, you know, a pH of 5, is the body's burning up. Tissue is destroying itself. It's breaking down. And that's unfortunately what happens with these masks is that you're forcing carbon dioxide back into your body. Your acidic levels are going through the ceiling and your body's going to suffer the consequences, not only immediately, but slowly over a period of time, causing other conditions to show up. Headaches are just one of them. But in fact, that causes a huge inflammatory reaction that's going to affect the blood vessels and the brain and so forth. I feel badly when I walk down the street or drive down the street and I see people mask up. They're by themselves. They're walking, you know, rapidly. Some people are riding bikes and they're masked up and so forth.
Oh.
You're causing yourself some very serious consequences. And it's something that we can have a long conversation with on another program.
it's a life change problem anyway. So yes. So the shape, when you have the body how acidic, the shift in the acidic or alkaline balance in tissue and up regulation of the inflammation, inflammatory messengers, which can trigger the pain fibers in both the central nervous system or and musculoskeletal system. It can cause a lot of pain, the joint pain or headache throughout the whole body, not only the headache, actually. So that's why patients, I mean, every joint hurts, my headache hurts. This is the whole general inflammation in the body.
You know, we're here at 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you today. But this Wednesday evening, the 20th, Dr. Zhang will be your presenter. We're going to be talking about headaches. We're going to be talking about not only what they are and how they are, but we're going to talk about what you can do to fix them permanently, get rid of them. And, you know, I mentioned earlier in the program, the reason I do what I do today is simply because of the fact that there was no one that was able to help my wife when we were in college. And Sue had suffered from migraines from the time she was about 5-6 years old until we took her to a chiropractor that did something called Gonstead adjusting, which is a very engineering type of approach and doesn't even touch upon the work that we do with inflammatory reactions and energetic pathways and so forth. But we want you to know that a headache is not just pain in your head. You have to answer the question, where is it coming from? What are the triggering mechanisms? And if you can find that, it's doable, it's fixable, it's resolvable and permanently resolvable. And none other than Dr. Zhang, he is proficient, he's efficient, he's an expert at really going through all of this. And this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Result Center for Healing in Fairfax, he'll go through it with you. It's an opportunity to talk to him straight up. Just come in and, you know, listen, you know, to the information, take it home with you, apply what he's going to tell you. And I promise you, it's going to make life a whole lot different. Dr. Zhang, let's get into distinguishing a couple things relative to headaches. It's not as common as migraines. It's not as common as cluster headaches, or excuse me, as muscle contraction headaches. But it's one that can be devastating, and people have gotten to the point. Some people have committed suicide over them, and they're called cluster headaches. And they come on, and they're so hard. They're so impactful that even medications don't touch them. Let's talk just a little bit about that. They affect mostly men more than women. And I think it's because men put themselves in a stress category far more, but women are catching up today than anything else.
Yes, the cluster headache is actually every time each year or season is nonstop happening. It's very penetrating, it's boring, it's continuous. Is non-throbbing pain, but duration can 15 minutes to 3 hours, some each day, you know, this particular time, but always the same side. And also symptoms can come with the, you know, water eyes and the nasal stiffness and runny nose, red eye, even though sweating, all this kind of cholesterol, you know, headache. So actually the cholesterol headache involved as the over activation of the trigeminal nerve. Trigeminal nerve is one of the 12 cranial nerves, and also it can involve the hypothalamus in the brain. But, you know, this is a lot are going to involve because the trigeminal nerve get involved and then your part of brain get involved. That's why it's not that easy to get rid of the cholesterol headache for medical side because they don't want to, you know, do anything about the nerve. It's okay, DP12, go home. But for us, we do have a lot of different ways to approach that.
You know, when you talked about the trigeminal nerve, just so people who are listening understand that, the trigeminal nerve comes out of your head right at the area of where your jaw opens and closes, your TMJ. So if you put your finger on your face and you open and close your mouth, you're going to feel that hinge. That's your temporomandibular joint. That's where that trigeminal nerve comes out. Now, tri means three. So there's one that goes down to the lower part of your mouth, the mandible area. There's one comes underneath the eye. And then there's one that goes into the forehead. And there's two divisions. There's one on the top and there's one in deeper. So when this is affected, this cranial nerve that Dr. Zhang talked about is affected, the pain can be devastating because it doesn't stop. And it can be a result of either a problem in the brain itself, an inflammatory reaction, or there could be a problem with that TMJ as well that's causing it, or the muscles that are associated. Is that right?
Absolutely right. TMJ is a very common cause of problem too. But actually, you can tell. This is why some patients come here. They complain different things come out. My eyes, one eye is watery, but headache is okay, but it's not that bad. But my eyes are watery and my eyes, one side of my eyes is smaller than the other side. And that is also can be the problem, the cholesterol headache, the cause, because the nerve trying to nerve.
You know, there's another piece that's associated with that, that can be a triggering mechanism because of its presentation. And I'm talking about ocular migraines. You know, ocular migraines and regular migraines. An ocular migraine generally is not painful, but it can cause visual disturbances. But a regular migraine obviously can knock somebody out with pain patterns that are horrible. What seems to make the difference, you know, from your opinion? One that is there, it's affecting the eye. How do you distinguish, you know, the causal patterns? Let's talk a little bit about that ocular migraine.
So a lot of migraines cannot cause the bigger problems, the headache, that much. This means, so the body has a compensation, the everything. So they do not show, that's why we call it about the warning signs and the body signals. This about 2 years ago, I have very, good the lecture called body signals and the warning signs. So this kind of also things about, everything before the getting very, very bad, show your symptoms, the body will compensate yourself, then heal themselves until they cannot handle anymore. It shows you headache. So that's all the signs called the inside problem. You can inside out. These are signs you can tell somebody who is a professional, just like us. We can pinpoint the reason inside and treat the cause.
Ocular migraines are not that difficult to take care of, but yes. they can be very disturbing and distracting, and mm-hmm. they can be a prodromo. If what I mean by that is that they can, if they're not dealt with, they can take the next step and cause other types of problems simply because they've been ignored and they build up over a period of time. But when you're checking the patterns of pain, the things that are triggering the things that we've talked about, you've got to look at the muscle contraction of the neck, the movement of the vertebrae. In our field, we call that spinal subluxation. That just means that the bones of the neck or any place else in the body are out of position mm-hmm. just a little bit. But they're causing either a stretch reaction on the nerve or the cord, or a little bit of pressure on the nerve or the cord. And then subsequently, the signaling to the target is not normal. We have to look at that alignment of the TMJ. We look at history, whether there was an accident or trauma or something that took place years ago, how they sleep. As you were talking about yoga positions. And some people get themselves into real trouble with yoga, particularly if they already have a problem that's underlying that they're not aware of. Their dietary yes. patterns. Let's talk about that a little bit. People who don't eat well, going to the inflammatory reaction. What does that look like? It's self-perpetuating cycle. It's making it worse because of their dietary ingestion, if you will.
Yes. So if you, the same thing, the dietary, if you don't have enough minerals, it's auto, I can tell when I check the body, I just tell, okay, you didn't drink enough water. Water is very, very basic, very, very simple of dietary. If you don't drink enough water, your electrolytes, your minerals not shifting, not going where it's supposed to be. And then your blood vessel, they'll get a very, unless it's blood supply and cause a problem too. A lot of people have dehydration, cause headache, actually. It's a very basic and simple dietary pattern.
Yeah, people just don't drink enough water. And, there's an old joke that says, well, water's just for washing and it's not for drinking, but they maybe have a glass of water once a day or twice a day. You say, how much water do you drink? Well, I drink water all the time. Well, how much water do you drink? Mm-hmm. And the rule is this, you take your body weight, whatever that is, you divide that body weight in half. And that's the number of ounces that you should be putting into your body on an ongoing basis. And here's the thing. If you drink a cup of coffee, you need another glass of water to balance that out because the coffee is dehydrating. I want to come back after a break, and I want to ask you a couple of things about, you know, what you're going to talk about. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. My guest today, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. He'll be your presenter this Wednesday evening, the 20th, at the Rozell Center for Healing. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some important messages.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, as you do every Sunday on the Eastern Seaboard at 11 a.m. And I want to thank you for doing that and let everybody know that we're here. And also pay attention to our new podcast, Ageless Health. You'll be able to find it either agelesshealth.com or go to Rozell Radio. That's real simple, R-O-S-E-L-L-E, radio, R-A-I-R-A-D-I-O.com. And either way, you'll find the new podcasts as well as all of our radio programs, and they're there for you. And we have some really interesting guests, and we're going to have many more lined up for you, and things that we're going to talk about there that I just touch about and kind of, you know, gently poke you about on the radio program. But we're going to do much more in-depth investigation of those things on our podcast. So join us. Right now we're doing one a week, and they're usually released midweek. We'll be recording another one this week as well. Dr. Zhang, welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be getting into this Wednesday evening. And we'd like to invite everybody to be our guests at the Rozell Center for Healing in Fairfax at 7 p.m., the 20th, which is in a couple of days. And before we do that, I'm not going to go to the phones. We do have some people that called in towards the end of the program. I'm not going to be able to take them. And I want to encourage you just to send me a note. You could go to rozellcare.com, and I will get back to you right away and answer your questions. And I apologize for that, but you got to call us a little bit earlier in the program. Anyway, Dr. Zhang, go ahead and tell us what we're going to be doing.
Okay. So this Wednesday, I'll talk about headache, but however, you do not have to have headache to come to my lecture, because I'll tell you a lot of details about something else too. However, how about headache? I'll tell you guys how many kinds of headache we have and what's the how to find the reason and the cause of headache. And then based upon the reason, the cause or the root, and then I will tell you which kind of treatment that we can do. So many different kind of treatment for the people, for different patients. And then last but not least, almost this is my lecture. So I'll give you some tips, bring home to you do at home. I totally believe you are the best doctor yourself. So you do something at home. So, and also the reason just here we talk about food. So food is, diet or pattern, but it's not only water, and also the processed food or different kind of food can aggravate your intestinal tract and to aeration of intestinal cells, and it allows the absorption of this kind of larger proteins, the toxins or pathogenic, the fragments, and go to immune system and kind of damage your gut and it cause a headache, the toxin. So all these things, I'll tell you how to fix that. Fixation is my goal. Fixation is my goal. Make you healthier, give you more knowledge or more sense about the headache.
It's important to understand that everything has a cause. There's always a triggering mechanism. And if you treat the cause, you can get rid of things permanently. You know, the world that we're living in right now with all the stresses and all the emotional upheaval, but more importantly, because of the vaccines and so forth, your body is being challenged in a lot of different ways. And you're going to see symptoms in many cases, side reactions of these vaccines. Some of you have been exposed to the different viral patterns over time. All that other stuff is still around you. And the question that all of you should have is, how can I modify, protect, mitigate so much of what's taking place in the environment that I seem not to have control of? Well, there's a way, and there's things that you can do. And this Wednesday evening will be a great opportunity for you to really take control of that and take the step that you need to take. And again, our information is ongoing. This is our in-house continuing education program. We're coming up to the break, and we'll be here again this week, and pay attention to the podcast. Join us this Wednesday evening. Dr. Zhang, thank you.
Thank you.
Just remember, we do this on an ongoing basis for one reason only. We love you all. Bye.